Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. How's it going? Sorry. I was swallowing my iced tea pretty quick when I was making some noise there. All right. Sorry. Yes, I am trying to do the tea diet because I think it is extremely important to avoid soda pop. And it is so hard because I need my caffeine. The 2-hour season finale of Empire was on last night. And many of you were kind of confused. And see, here's the thing. I don't know if a lot of you guys saw it, so I still don't want to blow it for you. But here's the thing. Okay, there's been a lot of neurological diseases being thrown around on that show. And so I was like, well, you know, do I, okay, here's the thing. Okay, I am going to not tell you what happened, but let's talk about a couple of the differences in the neurological diseases today so you guys kind of know. Okay, we'll talk about the ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. We'll talk about myasthenia gravis. That came up on the show. We'll talk about MS, that kind of thing, okay? Because I think it's really, really important to make sure that we, you know, just kind of catch everybody up. Because some of you are like, what? And I was like, what? And I was like, what? All right, anyway. All right, when we look at commutes, going to work, all right, it's tough. I had to, I went to a memorial yesterday, Wake, and the traffic was so bad, I'm like, I might as well be living in L.A. Well, L.A. does not have the worst commute. Looks like New York City does. And they say that a typical week for a full-time New Yorker adds up to more than 49 hours, including an average of more than 6 hours of commuting time. All right, maybe that's why everybody's stressed and they're not sleeping and looking to the pharmaceuticals, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, you know, when people look at pictures of quote-unquote fat people, okay, there was a study out of UCLA. People thought that the overweight people smelled worse, all right? And the psychologists are looking at these inbuilt biases, these inherent biases people have. All right, because, you know, a lot of scientists want to look at the whole racism, bias, stereotypical judgment, that kind of stuff, discrimination that people do. And researchers find it just, mind-boggling that people could sit there and discriminate against others even in this day and age. And so what is it about the human body that causes you to do that? Well, I don't know if it's about the human body, but I think it's very, very related to the animal bodies that we have and animalistically what's going on. So we're going to talk about that. All right, so as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of you guys listen to the show when I'm not on air. I'm usually on air in the mornings unless I have a funeral to go to or if I have, unfortunately, a rare TV interview on a headline that day. But we also have a lot of your medical questions that we'll get to in a little bit, too. Okay, really quickly here. Yesterday, I wanted to talk about how folic acid can lower your stroke risk if you have high blood pressure. A lot of you are like, all right, Dahlia, so I got something wrong with me, nothing major, but what can I do? I feel like I got to do something. Well, maybe you can do this. Maybe you could take some folate or some folic acid. 1 in 3 American adults have high blood pressure. And scientists discovered that if you get plenty of folate, which is one of the B vitamins, it could lower your odds of having a stroke. So the study looked at how high blood pressure can be reduced by folate. Now, folate comes from foliage, right? That's how I remember it. And foliage are your green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, and beans. Exactly. Now, folic acid or folate sometimes is added to your pasta, rice, cornmeal, and grain products. Folic acid is the fortified version of the folate. Now, the research was conducted in China where 20,000 adults with high blood pressure had never had a stroke or heart attack. After they took folic acid supplements and enalapril, which is an ACE inhibitor, we've talked about the different types of blood pressure medicines, the ACE inhibitor is really good at stopping some of the spikes. They looked at this survey over 4.5 years. Not that it took them 4.5 years to look over one survey, but they studied over 4.5 years. The cardiovascular benefits of folate, obviously, not breaking news. They said they, you know, since the 70s, they know that people who consume more folate have fewer heart attacks. Folate through natural means, okay? The vegetables, the green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, etc. Okay? You have a good fruit and vegetable diet, you get less heart attacks, strokes, etc. Why? Well, folate helps break down homocysteine. Now, homocysteine is the amino acid that causes damage to the arteries, could increase the risk of stroke or heart attack. A lot of you say, Dr. Dahlia, why are some doctors running homocysteine and some not? Well, you know, when I was in training, they were looking at homocysteine. They were also looking at fructosamine with diabetes. And I personally was a fan of the homocysteine testing. And because if your homocysteine was high, would put you on FOLB or a folic acid B12 supplement, something like that. And it would raise kind of awareness that, okay, you know, you got to watch yourself because you could be at risk for heart disease. So I kind of like that. You know, same thing with CRP, you know, inflammatory type hormone. You know, we're trying to, as doctors, figure out a way where we could run a test and tell you if you're behind the eight ball type of thing. And we still haven't perfected that. But if we see that your homocysteine is going down, we could tell you whatever you're doing with your folic acid or with your folate that you're getting through vegetables and citrus fruits and beans, I know, anyway, is doing well. So people like it because they're able to manage. It's really hard to try to fix something that you can't see. Weight, people could get on a scale, look at their weight, go up and down, etc. Yet, when it comes to cholesterol, you're like, I got to wait for a blood test, and I still don't see it. I'm just looking at a number. So it's frustrating for people. Now, the average person in the U.S. gets about 100 to 150 micrograms of folic acid a day from the fortified grain products. And that's only about a quarter of the recommended intake. The recommended intake is 400 micrograms a day. So you guys need to get your acts together, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks for to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every now and then you guys listen to my show when I'm not live, and I would love to, answer your questions. So let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for your program. There's an argument in our house about distilled water. I say that it would be pH neutral on the pH, right in the middle, mm-hmm. on the pH scale. Another person said that distilled water is very acidic. Could you please settle this argument for us?
Okay. I wish I could talk to you. I want to side with you because you sound so nice and you sound so sweet. But distilled water is not completely acidic, but it may be slightly acidic. Water is supposed to be neutral. But unfortunately, with distilled water, it mixes with the air, they say, and with the carbon dioxide, it'll tend to be more on the acidic side. I really don't understand too much of the different filtering processes, but I do know that, you know, the waters will depend, the acidities will depend on obviously what's in it. Okay, like, you know, for example, just to really quickly review. Okay, so the pH, the lower the pH, the more acidic. The higher the pH, the more basic. So a pH value of 7 is smack in the middle. That's what pure water is supposed to be. Pure water is supposed to be that way. According to freedrinkingwater.com, they review the acidity of some of the sort of liquids. Like, for example, apple juice is really acidic. It's down in the 3s. Okay, orange juice, 3.5. Interesting how apple juice is more acidic than orange juice. Coffee is a little more acidic, 5.5. Milk, a lot of you guys think milk is alkaline and you use it for stomach acid. Milk runs about 6.2, so still more on the acidic side. Then on the more basic side, you got the baking soda, which is 8.5. Soapy water comes to about 10, and never, ever, ever drink that. Bleach, as alkaline as 12. So that's according to freedrinkingwater.com. And so, you know, groundwater and most surface water will vary anywhere between 6.5 to 8.5. Remember, neutral is 7. So you see there's that range. So sometimes the water could be more acidic, sometimes it could be more basic, depending on what's in it. But pure water is supposed to be smack at 7. You never really see that, okay? But a lot of times the distilled runs a little bit more acidic. They say acidic water could have a lot of metal ions like your iron, your manganese, your copper, your lead, your zinc. And so, you know, a lot of times we try and filter some of that out. So your filtered water would tend to be more basic, but it's just decreasing some of the acidity. Now, many of you say, okay, well then I should just drink straight out alkaline water. Remember, the pH of your stomach is down to 2. Okay, you have a lot of acid in your stomach. So you're not going to be able to drink something and change your whole entire pH. Your pH is balanced by a variety of different mechanisms. Your pH is balanced by your kidneys, by your breathing. Remember I said with like respiratory acidosis, what your lungs will try to do to compensate is breathe out the extra CO2, the extra carbon dioxide, to try to make it a little bit more basic and less acidic. Carbon dioxide acidifies things, which is why many people say, okay, well, when you eat a lot of carbs, you know, you're going to make things more acidic. You know, that the process is a lot more involved than what I could quickly sum it up to be, but your kidneys and your respiratory system will help you manage your acidity and keep you balanced, because again, the job of the body is to keep things, you know, copacetic and, you know, keep homeostasis. They want kind of everything the same so the body doesn't have to freak out and start doing different, you know, things. So it'll balance itself out. Unless, of course, you're sick, you have sepsis, you have metal poisoning, etc., and that can really mess things up. So, you know, do I think distilled water is a healthy thing to drink? We usually don't recommend drinking distilled water. Distilled water does not really seem to have a lot of the minerals that regular water does. And, I mean, distilled water, I don't even know what minerals would still probably be there within the, after the distilled process. So we usually don't say drink distilled water. I remember I was in chemistry class and I was thirsty and I wanted to reach for the distilled water and the chemistry teacher's like, no, go to the drinking fountain. It's healthier. So, yeah. And remember, you don't want as, you know, your body is expecting, you know, like, for example, when you were in caveman days, okay, many of us remember those days, right? And we would be drinking from a spring or drinking fluid from, the fluid wasn't completely pure. It was near rocks, etc. Okay, our bodies are designed to get our minerals from that. Okay? You know, I'm like, you know, oh my gosh, do I feed my kid, you know, do I give the cats the fancy filtered water? Do I give them regular water? Now, mind you, a lot of corrosion happens in a lot of our piping. So there's a chance that we could be getting too much, you know, crap in our water system. But distilled water, no. A little bit more on the acid side. That's a great question. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Oh, can't hear.
Yeah,
okay.
I have a sister, Barbara. She has been so mean all of her life, and she's 72 years old, 5 years younger than me. And she is so mean, so angry, so pissed off all the time at everybody and everything. She's eating herself to death.
Hmm.
She has no love for herself first, like she should. And she has no love for anyone else. She's, what do you call it? I can't think of the right word, but
mm-hmm.
What causes a person to be like that, so full of anger, so pissed off, so mean, and so just hate, full of hate? They can't forgive anyone or theirself either. And I think because she had a baby and she gave it away years and years ago, she denied it to everybody. And I think that's what's killing her. And, you know, she's just completely insane. She just left Texas because she couldn't stand to be around her own son and they couldn't stand to be around her because of how she is.
Yeah.
And she is completely gone. Talk about being nutty.
I want to talk about this real quick. The first thing I think of is obviously depression. You know, we think depression is when somebody is sad and doesn't want to get out of their house, etc. But a lot of times depression will manifest into being bitter towards everybody, hateful, isolating. A lot of people with severe depression will isolate themselves. You know, from a psychological standpoint, it's really, really frustrating for those of us to see family members, you know, do that. You're like, well, just go outside. Just stop eating. You know, go do something fun. Here we are going, just get out of the rut. But if you've ever been in a rut or a real deep funk, you don't want a family member or a friend saying, come on, let's go and do this. Sometimes you want to sit there and wallow. Now, it's okay to wallow, you know, for, you know, I don't know, a few minutes or maybe an hour. It's okay to feel sorry for myself moments. But when it starts to get to the point where it's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, you need to get some intervention. And if you say she's eating herself to death, that is extremely frightening. So we do need to get her to some sort of a medical professional as soon as possible. Now, I don't know if she would be literally eating herself to death per se, but if she's eating unhealthy, or somebody's, let's say, drinking alcohol unhealthy, or they're doing drugs, etc., because they're trying to escape, you know, how they're feeling, what other ways are they going to try to escape through? So you know, I really get nervous about suicide risk in people of that degree of depression. So I would definitely suggest we got to get a medical professional to help. If you aren't in talks with her doctor, or she doesn't have a doctor, talk to your doctor and find out what you could do in your particular city to kind of help and intervene, because it's frustrating. When we come back, we'll talk about biases and being mean. What's going on with people being mean? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I guess, you know, if we could kind of look at the brain, you got the cerebral cortex, which kind of does a lot of the thinking. You got the logic and the judgment, a lot of times in the outer portion of the brain, okay? And you got different lobes of the cortex, et cetera, strategizes, all right? But the more primitive part of the brain, the deeper part of the brain has your limbic system. And the limbic system is the emotional center. Okay? And maybe it's because you still need to be able to have a lot of your instincts. Let's say you have some head trauma. All right? Certain parts of the brain, I guess on the outer part, may be, I don't know, evolutionarily wise, a little bit more expendable. And the inner part that deals with respiratory drive, you know, for you to breathe, you know, parts of the brain that have to deal with the heart, etc., are more deeper because I think they're more protected. So your emotional center is more of the kind of the deeper inner part of the limbic system. So when you're experiencing anger, anger doesn't a lot of times come from the cortex and comes from the inner limbic system, okay? Within the limbic system, you got that amygdala. Now, the amygdala remembers emotional memories. And the reason why is as animals, you need to remember that the hyena is dangerous. Or that, you know, a lot of times instinctively, animals just know, okay, an animal is dangerous. But like, for example, cats and dogs, you know, if you have the little baby kitten grow up with the little baby puppy, they become friends. And, you know, the little kitten did not have the ability to learn that a dog will go after him. Later, as the kitty cat matures, like, okay, I think I got this. You know, any dog that's slobbering, going, you know, that kind of thing, okay, I better flee from. But a lot of these little kittens, they don't know. They'll just walk right up and do a little lovey-dovey with the dog. And you have to hope that the dog won't sit there and snatch it. You know, the amygdala is really, really important for that. All right. So, okay. You get, when you're angry, this emotional charge. Okay. Anger is really, really important to look at because we're talking about, you know, anger management and road rage a lot of times and, you know, people doing things in anger. And when they do things in anger, they don't seem to control themselves, and it seems to override your cerebral cortex. According to LakesideConnect.com, it does a real nice discussion on how this works. They say data coming in from the world around us will pass through the amygdala, where the decision is made whether to send the data to the limbic for emotion or the cortex area for strategy. If the incoming data triggers enough of an emotional charge, the amygdala can override the cortex, which means data will be sent to the limbic system, causing the person to react using the lower part of the brain. During an overriding event, the amygdala goes into action without really, you know, running this by the cortex that has the strategy, the thinking, the planning. And so your amygdala, when it's in action, it's not really going to care that much about the consequences. Why? Because the amygdala doesn't handle judging, thinking, evaluating, which is why some people with head trauma, outer head trauma, etc., from multiple concussions, will a lot of times confuse family members with the way they're thinking, judging, etc., but they'll act impulsively. Well, that's because you don't have that checks and balance with the amygdala, limbic system, and the cortex system. Okay? So, when the amygdala, let's say, is hijacked by an overriding event, they call it, a flood of hormones are then released. And these flood of hormones cause all these alarms kind of go off, and you get this surge of energy. And the reason why is when you're, again, out there in the animal kingdom, and something is happening, okay, where you think your baby is in danger or a animal is about to run and get you, etc., okay, we don't want the animal's brain in evolution to stop and think about, okay, should I go this way? You need to act. And that life-saving instinct of acting, because once you stop, think, and freeze, bad things can happen. You see what I mean? You know, I told you guys when I was driving down the road coming back from an ER shift, and I was in the third lane, so it was the fast lane, and there was a truck with a bunch of stuff in his pickup in the right lane, so two lanes down. And I guess something fell out of the truck, and a car behind that truck had to swerve to get away from the stuff that was falling out of the truck. As it swerved, it went to a spin, and it landed right into my lane. I remember seeing the passenger. There was a woman there. I remember she had a white blouse, black flower, something. And thank God, I didn't think, my body just reacted. And boom, I was able to swerve. I didn't look to see if it was safe and judged to see if I could swerve. Would have taken too long. I just immediately swerved the car, didn't hit her, was able to still drive. I looked in my rearview mirror. They were able to restart the car, drive. Nobody got hit. Nobody got killed. And I never drive anywhere near a truck that has stuff falling out of its pickup. That's some scary stuff. I don't even know where that truck went in all of this, you know, because I would have wanted to tell him to secure things, but he was already long gone. And because he didn't know. He was driving. He had no idea stuff was falling out of the back of his truck. But you act... and, you know, I haven't really had a lot of those instinctive moves, you know, happen, but that was an example. So my cortex, I don't think, was a part of that at all. You know, all I did was act. And those kinds of actions that a lot of you guys have experienced is, I believe, more amygdala prone. So now you got this surge of hormones and you start to act. Now, you may act in defense. You may act to defend your family, to defend yourself, to defend your honor, etc. And now that we're able to speak, most animals can't speak, but we can say things and sometimes do things that can unfortunately have consequences the rest of our lives. And so we're animals. Humans are animals. We're a highly developed animal, but we are an animal that is required to show restraint. You know, you see your cats and dogs, they'll fight, they don't care, they'll go for the neck, they don't care. Yeah, we humans, we can't do that. Okay? You know, we can't do that because we don't want to end up in jail. We don't want to end up severely hurting somebody. So we have to have all these constraints and all these, you know, these checks and balances into play. So when we look at this study here, now let's look at biases. So a study out of UCLA looked at participants rated that somebody, for example, okay, so looking at someone overweight or obese can alter a sense of smell to make the scent of the world around us appear less pleasant. So researchers discovered that if you viewed images of overweight people, it caused participants in a study to rate odors that they were sampling as smelling worse, because they think we have an inbuilt negative bias that many people have towards people that are overweight and obese. And some people will look at an individual who's overweight, obese, and think that they smell bad, even though they don't. They could have a beautiful perfume on and you know, be fine. So the reason why something like this is a very interesting study is you're having researchers figure out, is discrimination, is bias, is racism innate? Are animals designed to look at something different and want to exclude it, all right, because of a safety factor, all right? And what do we have to do as humans, and we are higher developed, to display those biases, discrimination, etc.? Well, one thing that has helped is we all live together. Okay? You know, in the olden days, you would have, you know, different groups, different demographics that'd be separate. And then, you know, people, when they would go, you know, you got the Jewish section side of town, you had the Italians, you had the Puerto Rican, you had the Black. And as people were going into each other's neighborhoods, you know, toes start to curl and whatever. People were kind of getting their game on. And, yeah, it was ridiculous. But, you know, nowadays, the mixture seems to, you know, break down those barriers. But innately, all right, you know, I think bias discrimination could unfortunately be just a part of the animalistic properties. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that live in the Nevada area, we are establishing Blood Donation Day. We need to bring in as many units of blood as possible in every single state throughout the country. Wish we could even work on this globally, but it's a pretty daunting task just to get one state Blood Donation Day on the right track, and so far we're getting it. We got about 14, 15 locations statewide, and Nevada Blood Donation Day is, I think, going to be phenomenal. Anybody that wants to donate blood in their respective cities, counties, throughout the country, please do. Okay, one pint of blood can save three lives, so it's really life-saving, and it's extremely important, and it's unfortunately perishable. So we need this blood to, you know, we need a constant supply. So for any of you that want to help set up a blood donation day in your particular state, contact me so I can help you do it, because I want to get this done in every single state. I don't know how quickly I'll be able to do it. And once you get it done, you need to kind of keep it up and keep it going. But ours is April 25th. Follow us on Facebook at Nevada Blood Donation Day, or Twitter, Nevada Blood Donation, and we'll kind of keep you guys posted on what's going on, where you could go, how you could do it. Remember, you got to be over 110 pounds. I know. I barely passed, barely made it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, I don't really like to talk about TV shows too much, you know, except, of course, if it's Game of Thrones or Vikings or, I don't know, House of Cards. I love watching TV shows, but I got to be careful because a lot of you guys are a little behind on the show, and I don't want to mess with it. However, well, the season finale of Empire was on last night, and it dropped a bunch of bombshells. And it spurred a lot of medical questions that then I received, okay? So, without kind of going too much into what happened, one of the characters had a debilitating disease that he was supposedly dying from. And there was a symptom that he had. He was having some blurry vision. And I was like, that's kind of odd. I don't remember that being a part of... Okay, so basically one of the characters has ALS. Okay, Lou Gehrig's disease, right? We talked about the neurological, the different neurological. We've basically covered practically almost every single neurological disease out there, but we never spent time on myasthenia gravis. And so, when you look at the amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is what one of the characters had, the ALS. Or Lou Gehrig's disease, which is why amyotrophic is a little too difficult to say, especially with me and my lisp. So I just say the ALS. There are a lot of similarities between these neuromuscular disorders. All right, some of them can cause your ultimate death, some can't. So many of us were very, very happy to find out that the character did not have a life-threatening disease. It kind of changes now the whole storyline. All right, but many of you are like, okay, what the hell is myasthenia gravis? Myasthenia gravis a lot of times will present with double blurry vision, okay? And so when somebody has double vision, I usually recommend an MRI. I want to make sure they don't have multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, etc. And myasthenia gravis will cause fatigue and weakness of your muscles. And these are muscles that you have, you know, control over. And there's some sort of a communication breakdown that happens between the nerves and the muscles. So you start getting arm weakness, leg muscles, double vision because of the muscles in the eyes. Okay, if the muscles of the eye is working differently in one eye than the next, then you're going to have double vision. You see? Eyelids could droop, difficulties with speech, chewing, swallowing, breathing, etc. We could see it in younger women. We could see it in older men. We see it in African Americans, people of all ethnicities. I'm not sure if there's one particular demographic where myasthenia gravis comes more. Any myasthenia gravis patient I saw in the hospital was African American, but it could happen to any demographic. So when you start to have the muscle weakness, the eye problems are some of the first signs because those muscles are so delicate. And, you know, you could maybe have a little bit of weakness in one hand and you're like, you know, I just need to exercise more, etc. But when the eye weakness happens and then you start to have double vision because one eye is working a little differently than the other in terms of movement, you see that right away. You also could see ptosis, which is the drooping of the eyelids. Okay, again, muscles hold a lot up, so as you lose a muscle, you get some drooping. So whether you got the diplopia or the double vision, they could be horizontal, vertical, depending on which muscles are affected, or you have the ptosis, that's going to cause issues with your vision. Then you have face and throat muscles that could be affected. So Mayo Clinic does a really good review of this. So the speaking could be affected. Swallowing, it could be difficult to swallow food. You have difficulty chewing food. Your facial expressions, you could start to have more of a blunt look. Parkinson's, you'll sometimes see this as well. I don't know if Lucius is going to have that because he's very, very expressive. I don't think they'll take that away from him because that's a big part of his character. And then you start having neck issues, limb muscle issues, things like that, legs, etc. And then it could even start to affect breathing. Like I said, eating, etc. And it's these antibodies that seems to destroy the muscle receptor sites that need to get acetylcholine. You need acetylcholine as a neurotransmitter. These antibodies prevent that. So when you have less receptor sites that are available for the acetylcholine, because the myasthenia gravis antibodies are blocking them, you end up getting less signals, hence weakness, okay? The antibodies could also block a protein called the muscle-specific receptor tyrosine kinase. This protein is involved in forming the nerve muscular junction, so when the antibodies block the function of that protein, you could also get the myasthenia gravis. Now, you got the thymus gland. The thymus gland is part of the immune system that is kind of under the chest, near the breastbone. It's usually really, really big in kids, and then it starts to shrink and diminish in size. It could trigger or maintain the production of the antibodies that block the acetylcholine. And the thymus is small in healthy adults. Unfortunately, sometimes it could still be big, and that has to get checked out. But when you have myasthenia gravis, unfortunately, the thymus can be pretty large. Why? Because it's helping pumping out the antibodies. Sometimes these people have thymomas. Usually they're not cancerous, but every now and then you can get cancer of the thymus, but not related to myasthenia gravis. All right, you know, rarely genetic, etc. So luckily, there's treatments that we could do, and myasthenia crisis could still kill you. It still could be life-threatening, but hopefully this gets caught quick so we don't allow this to happen. Same thing, the thymus gland hopefully is found pretty quickly, etc. We'll also keep an eye on your thyroid. We'll look for other autoimmune conditions. If you're making autoimmune antibodies towards muscarinic receptors, and what else are you making antibodies for? So we look at all that, okay? And then we will treat. There's a variety of different things that they could do. EMG scans, CT scans, MRI scans. There's a variety of different medications that we use. Sometimes you have to surgically remove the thymus tumor, and many patients do well. So in terms of the Empire show, I think Lucius is going to do fine. I think also now he's really, really ticked at what happened in the season finale, and he's going to come back. Whew. By the way, can I just say something about these TV shows, all right, like Game of Thrones, Boardwalk Empire, which no longer is on, House of Cards, Empire. I really appreciate it when producers put a lot of work into the show. One of the reasons why I loved Glee so much wasn't all the political undertones. That actually got on my nerve. But what I liked about Glee is every show, it looks like they put a lot of work to it. They put a storyline together, maybe not the best storyline, but they put singing, they put dancing, etc. Same thing with a show like Empire, all right? Whether you like the storyline or not, you know, it is a high quality show. They really, really put a lot. And the soundtrack is phenomenal. Okay, when we come back, what's the difference between ALS, myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis? Don't go away. We'll quickly review that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.